And welcome to Stephen Rowland's Beer Podcast.
Number 268.
268?
Yeah.
Can you tell me anything interesting about 268, Steve?
I can tell you a very interesting fact about the number 268. 268 is the dialing code for the Antigua and Barbados.
Oh, nice.
So if you're ever needing to phone anybody there, you'll go, Steve told me about this, I know.
Brian Lara is from Barbados, right?
I don't know. Now the beer, this week's beer isn't from Barbados anyway, and it's not from Spain where Roland is.
Yeah, he's gone off on his jollies, hasn't he?
I have a public apology to make.
Not for Roland.
Well, kind of for both of you. I'm very sorry for leaving them unattended last week and for talking for over 30 minutes on what's meant to be a quick little happy 10-minute podcast. Where beer is drunk and opinions are shared.
It seemed like an appropriate opportunity to talk about people losing their marbles.
Yeah. Yes, I kind of... I haven't listened to it all, but you filled me in on the bits of it, and...
It's a touchy subject, let's be honest, and... Yeah.
I mean, obviously, I'm quite... It's quite a topic to me. I have also recently taken money in my business, I was telling you, but I haven't told the people listening, that when you're young and starting up a brewery or a coffee roastery, the idea of, you know, selling is just something you would never ever consider. Yeah. But when you get to, you know, a long time doing it, or a great opportunity like the guys have had, a beaver town, like, why wouldn't you? Like, yeah.
For any business or brand to have longevity, it has to have value away from the original owners or founders. If you ever want to hope to sell it as an ongoing concern, and when, because let's be honest, over a long enough time period, everyone leaves a business. Obviously, you
people
know,
die eventually.
Yeah, that's the thing. Like, and for that business to continue to have value, which one do you want here? We've got a bit of an odd beer here. One of them's got a gigantic head on, the other hasn't. I'm not quite sure what happened there.
It's like when me and Roland are standing next to each other, one has a gigantic head on it and one looks normal. I'm not telling you which way around that is. I'll have that one.
You'll have that one?
Yeah.
Right. I'll have the one with the big head then.
Yeah. It suits you.
But yeah, like, it's not all investment is a bad thing, and not all big companies. But don't get me wrong, I understand.
And also, you've got to go look at what Beaver Town are doing. And I don't want to go over it too much, because obviously you did that last week for 30-odd minutes. But,
yes. You
know, they've been working flat-out hard for the last... as long as I've known them be around. And, you know, you meet Logan at, like, loads of festivals and stuff. And, you know, he's working his socks off to build a really strong...
They are over capacity.
Yeah. So you know. Fair play. I want to go and see their new brewery they're opening in White Hart Lane. It sounds awesome.
Anyway, let's talk about this week.
Indeed. So this week we have a beer from Jockland. It's called...
Sorry to the Scots out there.
They don't mind it. They call us lot worse down here, so...
We kind of deserve it.
we only raped and pillaged for a while. We said sorry.
That makes everything better.
yeah, we apologised to most of the world at one point. Windswept Brewing, one that we've seen before on the Beer Bods. It is a Griset. Is that how you pronounce it?
I think
Griset,
so.
Yeah. A style of Belgian beer that is developed for the working man. For the working man to drink while he picks and shovels things.
Yeah. It's a regional thing, isn't it? A particular region in Belgium. So, interesting to try.
Yeah.
Nice to see. So, you know, this is the Belgian equivalent of, you know, you've got your milds in the Midlands, you've got your best bitter in the north, you've got your stouts elsewhere. You know, it's like interesting to see that there's, you know, you get that similar kind of regional. Yeah. Preference.
3.5%, which I like. A nice sessionable percentage.
Well, if you're working in the fields all day, you don't want to be plastered, do you, sir?
I don't know, I would. I'm not one for manual labour. Windswept started in 2012. The name comes from where they're based in Lossiemouth? Lossiemouth, yeah. On the Moray Coast. Was set up by Alan Nigel. And
Alan Nigel,
they're home brewers, if ever I've heard. They started the groundwork for their and took delivery of their vessels in 2012. First started with an APA. They're known to us as the Accidental Pale Ale because they were getting used to their brew kit.
Mm.
2013, they started to add to their range, so they added a blonde and tornado and wolf.
I'm pretty sure the blonde was the one. I seem to think the blonde was the one we had in the box, actually.
Mm. And they won their first award only a year after brewing from Ciba as the best new brewer in Scotland.
I was going to say, what are your thoughts on beer awards? But you're
a I've been a qualified Ciba judge.
Yeah.
It's I'm pretty good at it, you know. It's when you've got it, you've got it, you know. And if you need anybody professional to drink beer, I'm your man.
Also, if you need anyone to blow a trumpet, he's pretty good at that as well.
Yeah. Last year they released a lager. And also a smoked porter.
Hmm.
Obviously they're continuing to grow their range. They also released an IPA to celebrate their fifth anniversary. They produce 15,000 pints of beer a week, export to six different countries. But the team still remains small and together.
See, I like that. They tell you how many pints they make. Because most when you get statistics on brewers, they tell you how many hectolitres or... Yeah. You know, it's just like, to the average person on the street, I don't have a clue how much that is. You tell me how many pints you sell, I'm just like, I can quantify that. It's just like, yeah, that's a lot of pints. I get very drunk off that.
What do we think of the branding? We haven't done branding for a while, and I kind of miss doing that. I kind of like...
Roland and I have critiqued the branding while you were away.
Yeah.
Flat White we critiqued. Quite liked that. We liked the fact that they had a... what's it? Swift, is it? No, not Swift. They had one of the keys... Van der Westen, the espresso machines in the background, and I was just like...
Unfortunately, I do occasionally download the podcast to make sure it's gone up okay and stuff, and I was asleep on a plane and woke up to you and Roland talking to me. It was not nice at all.
Could be worse. You'd wake up and I'm going to be standing over you.
Yes.
Count your blessings. Worse. But no, I like the branding on this. It's fairly consistent with what I've seen from them before.
Yeah, they've definitely got that style nailed.
Yeah, it's two tone, just two colours for all their beers, and the colours differentiate the product. I really quite like it. What are your thoughts on the beer? Because you're not a huge Belgian fan.
I'm not. And I think it's really just to balance out Roland a little. Because he's just such a fan. Like, for me, they're always a bit old school. Kind of like a bit, you know, how I remember quality beer kind of like 20 years ago.
Yeah. Well, I mean, that's the thing, isn't it? Like, you know, they're... For the longest time, because of
I'm also not a fan of Belgium as a country.
Well, Belgium as a country is historically, like we talked about, England apologising for a lot of things. I mean,
they were much worse, but they did some pretty bad things too. Like what they did to Rwanda and Burundi is pretty horrendous.
Yeah, Belgium's got some skeletons in the closet.
Yeah, and they're also such a beige country. Like, it's just beige, like boring Belgium.
But at the same time, they've got one of the best Grand Prix in the world.
Yeah. Which is this weekend, isn't it? Or is it next week? No, it's after the break, yes.
At the end of August. Yeah. Is that,
so, Spa. What a
race.
Yeah. Mayonnaise and chips, apparently Roland told me one time that I went off on a Belgian whinge. And they did create mayonnaise and chips, which is okay.
I like mayonnaise on chips. I prefer mayonnaise to ketchup. But, you know.
I'm not disagreeing with you.
Maybe I've got some Belgium jeans in me. I don't know.
Let's hope not. But no, it's kind of what I expected. You know, it's that kind of like it's not modern beer, is it?
No, but I mean, it's not as heavy and spicy as it. You tend to get from a lot of the saisons that people go for. And I think it's interesting that they've tried to brew some of it. There's not a saison,
I don't mind a saison just because I think I put it as one of those beers that's so obviously different that you can just show somebody who isn't into beer that beer isn't just lager, you know, it isn't just fizzy water. But this is good. It's well brewed. It's well structured. It's got a good balance to it. It has got a little bit of that spiciness going on, but it's not craziness, you know. No,
it's not dominating everything.
It's more a little shoulder of than anything else.
I quite like it.
I think I'm ready to go. Yeah, well balanced, well brewed. It's good beer. I like the brewery. I've not disliked any of the beers that I've had. I'm probably at about 3 or 4 now. It's not blowing my world. I wouldn't go rushing out to buy a case of this. But ultimately, if I saw it on a poll somewhere, I would definitely like to try it. It would not put me off trying more of their beers. So I am going to go 7.
Fairly close. Fairly similar opinion on beer. I'm feeling a little bit more generous. I'm quite enjoying it. I'm going to give it an 8. So there we go.
Good. Well, I'm away again, so I'm going to, unless we get a chance to do one tomorrow before I go, then I'll leave you with Roland and Gary again, and I'll give them strict instructions not to go to 30-odd minutes again.
Yeah, unless some major controversy pops up, I don't see us rambling on like that ever again. Like we were surprised when we hit stop and were like, oh. So apologies for that.
But now we should be back. I'm going to go and drink beer in Bolivia and Colombia.
Any good beer in Bolivia or Colombia?
Colombia has Bogota Brewing Company, which you can get in the Avianca Lounge in the airport, which is nice. And it's not great, but it's not bad. Bolivia, last time I went, they actually got a collection of the people I go visit, got me a collection of different beers brewed in Bolivia from microbreweries. So there is a very small scene.
That's interesting to know.
So I'll report back. I'll let you know how it goes.
We'll do some thorough research.
Thorough research, just in the name of SARBP. So,
well, on that note, we should drink up and shut up.
We should, because we are
done.